The year was 1994. Ken Burns had just released his documentary series chronicling the history of baseball. 9 episodes, more than 18 hours. We here at Only a Game felt that we could tell the story of another sport, one that was at least as important as baseball to the history of the nation, and we could do it in far less than 18 hours, and so that's what we did.
It is the simplest of games. Well, maybe not the simplest. Boxing's probably the simplest. I mean, you whack a guy, he goes down, game over. It's among the simplest of games. It knows no clock. It knows no seasons. In fact, it knows very little. But it is an American game, and its history is our history. It is candlepin bowling, and at its heart, there are no contradictions at all. Set 'em up, knock 'em down. It's been that way forever.
I remember that day. Oh, God, it's as clear as if it was yesterday. So I'm down bowling at Doyle's there, down Quincy, before they moved it over to Braintree. Now why, I gotta ask you, did they have to do that? Anyways, I'm looking at the 4-6 split there when the word comes over the radio that Pearl Harbor just got bombed. Well, to tell you the truth, I was a little bombed myself, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, who could believe a thing like that? But I wiped them tears from my eyes, nailed that split, and I says to myself, I says, and you know, my buddy Addie Bailey could tell you I said it if he was still here among us, God rest his soul. He was right on the lane next to me there. I said, bang! That's what I'm gonna do to them SOBs.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
With a nation at war, President Roosevelt faced many difficult decisions. One of the first, to keep the lanes open.
We were there in the cabinet room, and Mr. Hooper turned to Mr. Roosevelt and said, "Mr. President, what about the lanes?" And I remember FDR got that gleam in his eye, and he said, "The people must bowl."
Patriots bowled, of course, but so did anarchists and isolationists, for this game is among our most inclusive. In the happy crashing of pins and set 'em up again, say, have a beer. People from every culture, every country, every social level join together.
Oh yeah, you got your Protestants, your Catholics in here, your people that follow the Mayor Baba, whatever. You gotta excuse me a minute. Hey, you kids! Get off the alley with those sneakers! You wanna bowl? Rent some shoes! Hey, kids. Anyway, where was I? Oh, hold on a second. Billy!
What?
Tell those old broads on 23 it's Wednesday they can come in. Ladies' Day, between 5 and 7 a.m.
All
right. Jeez, they got so old they can't remember anything.
Candlepin bowling. So many rewards. Where to begin? To paraphrase Walt Whitman, it will take our people into air conditioning and put them in funny shoes.
Its very rules are a kind of a shorthand for the American spirit. You knock things down, mountains, Indians, whatever's in the way, and then you put them right back up again in the same place. And you knock them down again. Wonderful! It's the frontier, isn't it? And yet, the pins are always standing when they turn the lights off and lock up. Just like Davy Crockett or Herman Melville. Even Lassie, I suppose.
It is, of course, the sport of all the people. Fly on an airplane, or hang glide if you like, and when you look down, you will see that long, low roof and that red neon pin on top, or out front, or over to the side there somewhere. And you know, there may be a big hamburger next to it too, but it will still be a bowling alley, and it will be full of bowlers.
I paid last time.
You paid for the alley, I paid for the shoes.
So I have to pay for the shoes? What, two pairs?
What, do you want to share the shoes?
Oh, you could wear one, I could wear the other one.
Don't bowl like my brother.
Don't bowl like my brother.
But the wonder, indeed the glory of candlepin bowling, is that no one need bowl like anyone else. We are all brothers and sisters on the lanes. Yet, as with any lofty pursuit that defines us as a people, there is an element of danger. The risk of sliding down the alley and into the pins while everyone laughs. But that risk comes to nothing against the thrill that is the center of candlepin bowling. You throw the ball, which is fine, and you knock down the pins, which is a satisfaction to be savored. And then the ball comes back, and there is a connection with you, the ball, your mother and father, their mothers and fathers, and on, provided you've all lived in New England for a long time. And in that connection is the promise of life going on, life everlasting. It will come back to you as long as you dry your fingers on the little blower, and as long as the light bulb above your score sheet does not blow out.
You've just been listening to Only a Game's Ode to Candlepin Bowling. It first aired back in 1994.